Perform muraqabah. Remember Allah in your heart. And be grateful to Allah that Allah, you have given us a great ability today, and ni'mah today, treasure today, that we are going towards your dhikr, your remembrance, and such a position, in such a condition you are putting us into that state now, that in your Quran you have stated this, you have announced this, that such a great, great place you are taking to us right now, a great status, such a high level this is, that right now the whole universe and the people of the world will be envious of us, because you have announced that condition you're about to put us in now, that position you're about to take us to now, that state you're taking us to us now, that action, such a great status you're given to us now, such a maqam, such a rank, such a level. And you stated in the Quran yourself, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that when my servant, Allah says, when you remember me, Allah says, then the whole universe, the Rabb, the controller, the maker of the world, He is remembering you. Subhanallah. What a great status a person gets at that time. That Allah is remembering you, then will the people of the world, then the creation not remember you, O servant? Will the birds not look at you? Will the ants not remember you and look at you? How can anyone dare? If Allah is paying attention to someone, then will the universe and creation not look and pay attention to that person? So think for yourself. Think individually. Individually that you're sat, the whole universe and the creatures are paying attention to you, because your Rabb, your controller, your Lord is paying attention to you. And in this, there's no waswasa. Whoever thinks, doesn't have belief in this, he's a disbeliever, because he's rejecting the whole Quran. This is clear in the Quran. Allah told us this. Allah says, and if a person says, I don't get benefit from dhikr, as a Tanvi Sabram that was asked, that I'm not getting benefit from dhikr, he said, foolish person, is this a minimum benefit that Allah is remembering you? That correct your iman, your belief, he said. You don't have iman, he said. If you had iman, belief, you would never say this, that there's no benefit in dhikr. That after doing dhikr and you're saying that I'm not getting benefit, that my life's not going nicely or smoothly, I'm not getting enjoyment in life. Most of all enjoyment you are taking. Such a great position Allah's put you in, that you're doing dhikrullah right that time, that you've extracted everything from your life, you've left everything in your life, and you've sealed your tongue, stopped your tongue moving, and every part of your body's not moving, and every all other ibadat, you have to move physically, worship, you pray salah, which is a high level ibadah, you're moving your hands, your knees, and you're going to prostration, your whole body's moving, your tongue is moving and speaking. And your hand is moving, and there's a feeling, emotion in your heart. Allah Ta'ala says, eliminate everything, stop everything. Subhanallah, I don't need any movement of yours. No, nothing. I don't need any physical condition of yours. Just do one thing, Allah says. Just one task I'll give to you. Leave everything, stop your tongue moving, and no voice, no volume, nothing at all. Just one place which always will be alive, which is your heart. Allah says, and that is where my maqam is. And just, you put the flesh and put your name, my name, into your heart. Allah says, that's dhikrullah. That is dhikrullah. Allah says, this position, this is the highest grade of the servant, of the human being. And that's when you should remember me. Allah says, when you remember me in your heart, then I also remember me, you as well. Allah says, I'm near to you, Allah says. Tell me. So we are now going to that position that Quran is announcing this. And we said, oh, what is this dhikr? What's the benefit of this dhikr? So this is not iman. He doesn't have belief, that person. He doesn't have iman. He doesn't believe in Allah. Doesn't have yaqeen in Allah. Doesn't believe in the kitab of Allah. Doesn't believe in the reward of Allah, the name of Allah. So that's why now, the friends of Allah, they run towards the dhikr of Allah. They come on, Allah Ta'ala, let me meet Allah and introduce myself to Allah. So that's the position we're going to now, which is called muraqabah. And that's Allah. Muraqabah means stop everything, leave everything, discard everything, stop your brain cells functioning, stop everything, eliminate everything from your mind, just do one thing in your heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. And that's also not with the tongue, not with volume, not audibly, no noise. We're not doing this, we don't do it. Naqshbandi doesn't do it from the nostrils, from the nose. He doesn't do anything, the Naqshbandi. He presents himself and just starts to think in his heart. And he's immersed, disappears from the world. That time he's not here, then he's floating around and traveling in the skies. The more you are eliminated, distant from the world, the more with that yaqeen belief your ruh, soul travels. When you die, does your ruh, soul not go to the skies? What's the... That's not... It's your ruh that's looking at everything. It's not a dream. Yeah, what is dream? When you're dreaming in the night, it's your soul that has come out of yourself. The soul is going there, it's going here. And the more pure and clean you are, you'll see good dreams and nice dreams and good things. The more you're dirty and impure inside, you'll see dirty things, scorpions, serpents. So it's the ruh, your soul, that's arriving up and is traveling in the journey. So more pure and clean you are and you do muraqabah, the more you are elevated and you do the mushahidat, then you observe the experiences. This is the path that Allah Ta'ala has defined. So that's the position that starts from here for the human being. When you close your eyes and you focus on the heart, your tongue stop, your volume stop, no voice, eyes closed, body stop, everything stands still. Just the heart that comes to life, and Allah, 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 the individual hands himself over to Allah. This equals muraqabah. So Naqshbandi, that's why it's the greatest order, the highest order. All the other orders and the schools, the Naqshbandi school is the highest level, because his style of doing dhikr and loving Allah is different. No screaming, shrieking, looking left, right, nothing at all. As Abu Bakr Siddiq's style was like this. Abu Bakr Siddiq, he had this style and mannerism, this is the ibadah that Allah gave to him. Anyhow, let's do muraqabah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And become deeply absorbed and lose yourself.